Get on your knees and beg for attention. You know you're not really worthy of attention, of my focus and energy. So you'd best make your begging good. You'd better be eloquent and heartfelt. You need to make me believe that you're going to perish without my help. If you want to have me focused on you and only you, you need to be worthy of that attention. And I highly doubt that you really feel worthy inside. When you're trying to convince me to pay attention to you, you're kind of cute. I want you to be a mixture of humble and bold. I want to see in you that you're strong enough to kneel for me and wise enough to admit your shortcomings. I want a submissive in front of me who knows his own limits, his own edges, and is interested in moving beyond them. If you're going to get my attention and praise, you need to be amazing for me. You want to be amazing for me. The tension between your desire to be amazing and wonderful and obedient and the voice inside you that screams that you'll never be enough, never be perfect, and never get what you want and need is the tension that I want to create. I want you trembling on your knees, begging for what you need, and knowing that the power is all mine to grant or deny you. The humiliation of begging combines with the ecstasy of being where you belong. It's hope that you are enough, and despair that you'll never be good enough. You yearn for your mistress to stroke your sweaty hair back from your forehead and whisper in your ear, "Good boy, well done." You know in your heart that you're not worthy. That's why you want to kneel, to strive, to try to please your mistress, because someday you just might get it right. For more, go to my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com or call me at 800-601-7259 and beg for Harper.